Oh, it's a podcast. That's right.
Yeah. That's what we're here for. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 258. Spotlight on DC Comics Nightwing Rebirth, number one, circa 2016 for you future people. That's a long title, I know. But this is another Rebirth title. We've talked about quite a few lately. DC is trying to go back to its roots, fixing things that were stupid, like having Nightwing being, well, having Dick Grayson not be Nightwing, for one. And then, for two, have him in the red outfit when he was Nightwing. So we fixed both of those. And, yeah, I'm liking it. I'll be honest. Well, we'll get to that.
We're going to get to your honesty later? Okay.
Yes. The Court of Owls thing. I'm getting really tired of it. But, you know, whatever. Okay, here we go. One of my favorite things is they put the little bird. It's not just a blue stripe. They put a little bird on it like it does in the, like he had in the animated series, which I thought was a very nice touch.
Oh, on his chest.
Yes, on his chest. And I like how the mask is a different color than the rest of his costume, but it matches the bird. But anyway, I'm looking at the cover of it. Second cover, for the women in the audience, showing off some buttage. You know, it's like Devin Grayson was here or something.
I disagree with your whole thing about Grayson, because I actually really, really enjoyed that series. I mean, it could have been – it didn't necessarily have to be Dick Grayson in that role, but given how they have – they've nailed his character down as a much lighter individual,
yes.
I thought it was a great series. I thought his supporting cast was really good. I think it ended poorly. I didn't like the last issue of it, but I did – up to that point, think it had some of the better monthly issues from DC during, pre-Rebirth and post-New 52 or whatever the latest iteration, the new the new DC, whatever it's called, DC New.
Yeah. Well, let me, speaking of that, let me clarify what I said. They could have done the Grayson series and have him still be Nightwing.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and I doubt it, considering Johns' comments about putting him back in blue, the whole him being out as his Nightwing and was some kind of editorial thing that they made up. But they still wanted Dick Grayson, but they didn't want Nightwing for whatever reason. And that's the part I didn't agree with. I love the Grayson series, and I agree with you completely that it ended it flaky, probably because of this change. But yeah, I see the same stuff that was in Grayson in this.
Yeah. Well, it's Tim Seeley, so.
Yeah, exactly. Did he do that? Yes. The other one? I thought it was Tom.
It was the two of them together. They were.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember. And I enjoyed that show.
Tom King has moved on to bigger things.
Yes, the big chair in Batman. Or was it? No. Is it Batman or is it Detective?
Batman.
I forget.
Maybe Batman. Detective is, what's his name? Artist, writer, former Legion artist. I can't remember his name.
Anymore.
Dan Abnett.
No.
Francis Manipul?
Manipul, thank you.
No, he's not a detective anymore.
Is he doing that?
What's he doing? Oh, you're right.
No.
Who is it then? Who's in Detective?
It's, well, crap. The Tinian guy.
Oh, yeah, James Tinian. Tinian 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And I like that book, too. I like that whole thing. Last issue was disappointing a little bit, but I should have realized that who the bad guy was. But anyway, I'm very, very happy to see this. This has always been one of my favorite characters, even back when it came out in the 80s, when I was roughly 15 to 16 years old. So that tells you how long this character's been around, if you people have no idea. They changed out the reasons a little bit. In the original iteration, he gave up being Robin for the second Robin, Jason Todd. I actually have that issue. But when they changed it because, you know, two guys that aren't related can't be, you know, nice to each other and whatever, then they must be gay in that case. So we made them fight. Batman and Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson fight, and he fired him and then from being Robin, and that's how all that came
out. And they're gay.
That's what they changed it. Well, yeah, well, no, they fight all the time, so they can't be gay.
I'm pretty sure gay people
fight. I don't know why they did that.
I'm pretty sure they do, too.
Well, you know.
Come on, I've watched some WWE. Come on.
I don't. I don't understand why they had to do that. I never have. When they did Nightwing Year One with Chuck Dixon, it's like that whole thing. And anyway, he spent too much time with the Titans, and he fired him from being Robin. But that back in the original one, it's like he gave that up freely, and then he was just going to come up with something else. But anyway, I'm glad. Well, let's get on with it.
Yes. And by the way, this second cover, the butt shot. It's that same artist
yeah.
that I've actually not been a fan of a lot of the other covers that he's done for Rebirth.
Yeah.
I actually do
uh-huh.
like this one, this pose.
Yeah, it's off the. Yeah, they got the little bit of different flair in the books, and when we post this online, I found a bunch of images that show different aspects of the costume and things like that. So, besides the two covers, because you know he's probably one of my favorite characters. Ever. So, anyway, we start off with Grayson, who is obviously not Nightwing because he's not doing acrobatics and he's not, you know, he doesn't have his Eskrima sticks or however, whatever you call it. It can't be him. That was kind of my issue. Is like, he was completely Nightwing, but yet not Nightwing at the same time. Anyway, he's fighting the Mad Men, which I do believe that's like a Blue Beetle villain, isn't it?
Yes.
I think so.
All right.
Was it Paris Collins that drew the initial issues of the DC Blue Beetle?
Yeah.
I had that. I don't think I have those anymore, but I had that whole run
him.
There for a while. That Blue Beetle. I mean, Blue Devil. I love that. Anyway, here we go. And it says Nightwing. He's, you know, doing his acrobatics. Do you know where that name came from? Most people think a Batman thing, you know, former Robin emulating his former mentor because bats go out at night. They got wings. It makes sense. But actually, it comes from Superman. See, Big Blue told me about these legendary heroes from his home planet, Nightwing and Flamebird. The Nightwing was the great rebuilder, the catalyst of change, eventually reborn to start anew. I lost that name when I went undercover in the spy organization Spiral. I can't take it back, not yet. I have to do something first. And just so you know, that something isn't stopping the madman from using a crane to break into the Federal Reserve. I'm on the way to meet someone, because I have lost Nightwing, but I never lost Dick. He's playing an old arcade game, and for you youngsters, that means you actually have to stand up at a console and put money in it to play. Now think about that for a minute.
Well, come on, there's David terrible. Busters all over the place. There's
Oh, I know. I bet you there's some that's never seen it, but you know who knows. Anyway, he's putting his first name in there, and you realize after listening to him talk that that's Damian standing there. They're actually Batman and Robin together with Dick being Batman, for those that you don't know. In another rebirth of things, Batman and Robin Reborn.
I want to play Cheese Viking. I don't know what the game is, but I want to play a game called Cheese Viking.
That does sound fun, actually. Cheese Viking. Yeah, we need to get a copyright on that name right now. GeeZViking.com. Sounds a lot awesome. I know you've been out of the country, but being number 14 in the top scores requires only your initials. So he says back, I'm not suffering from culture shock, Damien. The madmen must have damaged your brain with that their colorful fists then. So let's see. Do we want to read all this, or do we just want to do his commentary? What do you think?
This part, no, they're bantering between the two of them, and Damien's being a putz and a snotty little kid, and Dick is just standing there just smirking the whole time.
Yeah, so they're giving each other shit, and Damien's about to play cheese
biting. I think the really important thing that comes out of this is Dick is taking him to a video arcade, which Bruce would never do.
Exactly. And he's explaining that his parents, circus parents, used to do that as a reward and sometimes to soften the blow before they had to kind of get him to do something he didn't want to do. Now, apparently he's got a bomb in his head that was put in by the owl people. Court of Owls, when he pretended to be with them to, you know, during the Robin War, which I'd missed that totally, but he's got a bomb.
That would be Damien, by the way.
Yes, Damien does. So he goes back, and there's another flashback. 3 days ago, St. Hardian's School for Girls, secret base of Spiral, former employer of Dick Grayson, Agent 37. So he's talking to his gymnastic students, and you know, he's trying to talk to Helena, which she's going to be the new huntress, apparently. They're mixing her kind of character with the older one that her father or parents or whatever, her family is in the mob, and she's going to go hunting them down. I didn't know they were going to do that, but apparently she's going to be the one that in the To see Huntress in action, read Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, Rebirth, number one. Actually,
I want to go back a page, the third panel. I like how the girls are talking about his butt. I think that's
yes, I know.
They're going
Jim and Juan.
Juan and Jim. Jim and Juan. Yeah, good for them.
So he's trying to get Helena to, you know, she's all lost in herself because of her crime family. They're back, and so she's, you know, not. She's dressing up and in a superhero outfit, which is kind of odd considering how that Spiral was and everything.
I'm kind of curious. There's two things about this. One, I love this redesign of the costume, just FYI, of the Huntress costume. I like it.
Yeah, it really works.
I agree.
And then how is this all going to fit in? There was that whole flash forward issue. I don't remember. Was that about a year ago or so, where they looked a year ahead in all the books, and a year from now or a year from that point,
it was five.
Dick Grayson and Helena Byrne. They were partners within Spiral, but also together. So I'm curious if that is still canon, or if they're just going to dismiss all of that 5 years later.
Well, technically, that was during the New 52 era, and they probably are going to be dumping some of that.
Some of it, I don't know.
And if you, I agree.
Is that like the Future's End stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, remember they did that during Future's End? They did 1 month where everything was 5 years in the future. Okay. And then Batman Beyond. Oh, wait a minute. I just answered that question. Remember Tim Drake went into the past, future? Well, future for him, past for the Brother Eye thing, and he kept some of that from happening. So that timeline never existed.
Okay.
So there you go. Because he's in the future because his timeline was existed, didn't exist anymore.
And that exploding noise you just heard, that was my head going...
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But I agree, it's a very nice design. I don't see a cape. I think it's better without one.
Oh, they had the Huntress costume, yeah,
I think it would be better without it, but I don't remember. So now we go back.
Well,
the one
in Earth 2 that's coming to a close here, she still wears a cape.
Yeah, that's true.
She is that, she's Bruce Wayne's daughter in that, so.
Yes, Earth 2, yeah. Are they going to do another Earth 2?
They're doing a Justice Society book. Or what's it going to be called?
That yet, though.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
That was good.
But
and
is
just,
Earth 2 ending? Like, is it going to end?
I think the way that Abnett is playing it, it could. The previous writer left him with a way out that they could just completely, like, blow up the whole thing. I think he's really trying mm-hmm. to craft something where he could create an out. He's, you know, not an easy out, but an out. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I thought actually the series had ended 2 issues ago, but when he had completely found an out for it, but it's still going on. I think one more, maybe 2 more issues.
Yeah, I saw one came out. I thought it was
Ultra Humanite. No, I've been following it since, but they got Ultra Humanite in there, mm-hmm. but like I was saying, the Huntress character in there does have the cape in it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one with Perez doing the art was really good for a while, and it just really.
Well, that was. But that was.
I don't know.
Too. That was Power Girl and Huntress.
World's finest.
Yeah.
World's finest, right? Yeah.
Well, they ended up back on Earth, too.
Yeah, but not Perez.
Yeah,
Sans,
gotcha,
Mr. Perez.
So anyway, yeah, I agree. That's a good outfit. Wait a minute. Hold on. Lost focus. There we go. So they're talking, and let's see. So he's talking. When I took on the mantle of Batman, Damian was my Robin. He was a petulant, arrogant, and difficult on his best days. I loved him like a brother. I still do. See, now, that's one of the things I liked about he did that with Tim Drake back when Chuck Dixon's run, Nightwing number 25, where they're on that train. God, I love that issue. I wrote this huge ass. I loved it so much. I wrote this huge letter to the letter column back when they still had those. And they actually published, they used the entire letter column and published the entire thing in the back of Nightwing number 29. That was awesome. So they're talking back and forth and talking about that. Okay. Talking about Spiral and King of Candy Hack. So they're going back. He's at in Hive experimental weapons platform off the coast of Florida 2 days ago. So he's kind of helping Spiral a little bit. They're fighting a bunch of superhumans. I don't remember where that pink chick came from, that robot.
No idea.
But anyway, they're
no idea.
Yeah, they're fighting, and he's helping.
Helping King Tiger.
Keshi, yeah, King Tiger. And apparently he talks Japanese. My engineering specialties lie with synthetics. I was unable to comply with your conquest. Yeah, I guess he's trying to, you know, fix something. I don't know. So he takes off.
I love
and,
that glider that he's got. The
yeah, that's kind of cool. So they're closing up. That's what one of the reasons I really like this. They're tying up all the loose ends.
But Spiral's still out there. I think that's actually smart. They didn't just dismantle Spiral. They've redefined it and give it repurposed it, which is cool. I think it's
mm-hmm.
so they can always revisit it within Nightwing, or if they ever, you know, with it all the 30 or 40 spy organizations that are in the DC universe, they can
they can totally come back to it.
That's right. They're going to do this Spy Hard miniseries.
They can spiral back around to it.
Nice. Very nice. Let's see. I'm going to check on the – I just had a weird feeling. Let me check on the recording real quick.
But one of my favorite supporting characters from the Grayson series was King Tiger. And their relationship between Grayson and Tiger was funny.
Yeah, it was. I agree. He was always calling him an idiot. And
he called him Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, that was funny. So they're back at Wayne Manor. It's now again. The narration is from Dick, and he says, "This is where Bruce Wayne brought me after my parents died. To circus people, a house like this is just a collection of varnished wood, bricks, and brass knobs. Too heavy to take with you, but to me it's a foundation, not a weight. It's the place where I found out who I truly was." I see, I like that right there. And they're talking back and forth, talking about Midnighter, and he takes something out of his pocket, which is funky, and then we see, damn it, I lost focus. Then we're to
Nemesis.
Swiss Alps.
Oh, what, I just doubt they talk about how Midnighter called them, called he and Dick as arch frenemies or nemesisters.
Let's see. Swiss Alps yesterday. Midnighter and Grayson are fighting some big purple Yeti unicorn thing. Wow.
It's the Killicorn.
Yes, the Killicorn. I thought that was funny, too. Some kind of experiment gone wrong that they brought in. And they go to this place in space called the God Garden, and for the, you know, the teleport using the door makes people puke, apparently. And he's talking to the thing. So I tell you, Killicorn, the kid can jump off the Willis Tower and worry about a net later, but one trip through the door and he's about to yell at the floor. And he's like, blark. So I guess he did a favor for them. The gardener, we've managed to...
That was me. Someone texted me.
Sorry. That's all right. Managed to rescue a whole bunch of new biotech experiments. And he said it was Kismet. The Justice League fights a fair amount of mad scientists trying to build a better monster. They were more than happy to find a place for these things to go. So we got this thing from him, and it's says this will help the kids, so it's back to normal to Gotham for you, huh? Yeah, it's the last stop before my next globetrotting tour. Tell her thanks, Snyder. I will. And hey, Grayson, it's been fun being your nemesis sister. Now go back to being a superhero. You're too nice for spy work. Shishkamungo, bro. Shishugu, what? Oh, bless you.
Shushigumo.
Anyway.
Shishkamungo. Shushi. It.
That sounds familiar. Where have I heard that from? That's like Japanese or something.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, okay. He's right. Lying, manipulation, and duplicity aren't really my thing. Well, except when they are. And in the Batcave now. So he's got this doohickey he got from the other.
From Midnighter, yeah.
From Midnighter. And it's got his, some DNA thing. Anyway, come on, Damien. I still sit still for him. I took you out for cheese Viking. I knew this whole day was disingenuous. A dirty trick to pacify me that you learned from your parents, Grayson. Can't believe you didn't tell me the Parliament of Owls implanted a bomb in my skull when they took over Gotham. I know, you wouldn't be able to stop picking. You can barely keep a finger out of your nose as it is. I thought that was pretty funny. It's like, you know, little big brother, little brother teasing. That's awesome. Now, please, man, just sit still and trust me. It's like, ow! So, in kind of Matrix style, the bag was deflated, and now it's inflated. That he shoved it up.
What movie was that they did actually shove something up someone's nose and use it to pull something out of their head? It's in a movie, and I can't remember what now.
I know. I can see it. I can't think of it either.
A fish called Wanda.
No, it was, you know what, it was, yeah, right, chips. What goes with fish? No, it was a Schwarzenegger movie.
Total Recall?
Total Recall, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Sorry.
I got it, it worked.
Sorry.
I demand action figures and ice cream for that infantry. Oh, that's kind of funny. That was good. And all of a sudden you hear Damien and Batman standing there. What is going on? He's not happy. He says, Batman, the gardener's device worked better than anything Cyborg could have made.
I am just not feeling the new chest emblem for Batman. I'm sorry. It's just...
why not?
I know
it.
You do.
I can't wait to get a shirt of it.
I know you do. I just... It'll grow on me. I'll get used to it. I'm just... glowing spider emblem over in Marvel. I'm not feeling that either.
Yeah, I saw so. I saw some panels like that. His eyes are glowing too.
It'll maybe I'll get used to it, but for now I'm.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, to me, when I looked at it, the first thing I thought of, it's kind of reminiscent of the original bat symbol. And then when they did the new look, when they found at one point, they discovered they couldn't do a trademark on a silhouette of a bat. So that's where the oval, yellow oval came
in. Really?
That's why they did. Yes, that's why they did that. Now, of course, now after 75 years, everybody knows, hey, that's the bat symbol. So then, you know, he had that like that of different various designs for a while. So this is kind of like an amalgam of the two. It kind of highlights
Edutainment provided by Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's why they did that, the whole new look thing. Back when, whenever that was, when Julius Schwartz took over, I believe it was. I've got a couple of books on Batman, so that's what I read that.
But if they had,
you know, I'm a Batman.
If they had been able to like trademark a silhouette of the bat, Halloween would have been theirs.
Yes, it's true. So anyway, yeah. I hope they make a shirt of that. They usually do because I'd like to get one.
Make
it's
kind
of neat looking to me. I could probably do
get
that.
Some of those iron-ons and t-shirt. You're done.
There you go. Let's see. So they're talking about that. And Batman knew it as well as about it, of course. This is and they explain, this little container here is made with Damian's own DNA, so as far as the Parliament is concerned, the bombs are still where they put them.
So it's...
It says bomb. Bomb. There's more than
comic, one. Comic book science, brought to you by Tom King.
Yeah. Awesome. Then he says, Bruce, the Parliament tried to get me to join them by going through Damian, by threatening his life. I'm sorry. I finally got you back, Dick. If you think for a second I'm angry at you for this, even a little, then you've been gone far too long. Now, see, that's another thing I'm glad. He doesn't have to be a dick all the time. Oh, wait. That's Nightwing. Never mind.
Yes, that's his name. Oh, wait a minute. Different character.
Yeah, I was thinking. I know. The blame for the Parliament, for this begins with the Parliament of Owls, and it ends with one man. And here we have a little, Lincoln March, which is the guy that pretended to be, I don't know if he's Bruce's brother, half-brother, whatever, but it doesn't matter because here in a second, as you will see. So we got a Parliament of Owls meeting in Greece. Crete, the island of Crete. Welcome to the Labyrinth. Greek legend holds that the first Labyrinth was built upon this king island by King Minos to contain the misbegotten child called the Minotaur. Anyway, he's pontiff, whatever. He's showing
monologuing.
Off. Monologuing, exactly. And he's telling about all the stuff he's going to do and get Nightwing back, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, the Parliament of Owls takes them off, and then their white owl costume things come off, and now you got black ones. So he goes, well, I've been denied so many things. Denied being so many things. Son, brother, Batman, Talon, I found my place, and all of a sudden, somebody shoots him in the eye with a crossbow bolt. And you hear this, sorry, Link, you throw a decent shindig, but this party isn't for you. The Parliament, and I agree, you're so hung up on what you think you deserve that you keep getting in your own and everyone else's way. And what we need is a nice, clean path to Nightwing. And it's some guy standing there with talon-like claws, and he's got a white cloak, and then all the Parliament people have black masks on. Starting the path, that's where this has always been about. And he doesn't. They don't know anything about that.
So as a Batman fan, do we know who that is? I mean, it's not Azrael. He's been established over in Detective. So
exactly,
do we know who this is.
Well, from the, I think this is a new character, and it has to do with if you read the. Solicit for Nightwing number one. The title of the first story arc is called Better Than Batman. And he finds some guy that's supposed to be a better mentor than Batman. Or this guy says he is. And he shows him stuff that kind of makes Dick Grayson start to think that. Well, I think it's that guy whatever his character.
But we don't know who he is. He's not. He's not as far as you can tell so far. He's not an established. He's not a re. He's not a reimagining of a established Batman character.
No.
Okay, got it.
Not that I know. Now, considering the bird motif, there might be this character that was in the Robin Year One miniseries that was. He called himself Shrike, and he fought Nightwing in the Nightwing series back whenever that was for a while. He was like, I don't know, one of those. He was supposed to be picked to be a. Anyway, I don't know. There's that. That might be a possibility. It was like the same kind of thing that they did with Batman at one point, where they had that character called the Wraith. That was like the opposite of Batman. His parents were killed by cops, and he came, you know, Batman's opposite number. He was a hitman and all that other stuff. I think that might be what we're looking at, but I'm not.
I appreciate the more education.
Yes. Let's see. So Dick continues, and they're in the Batcave, balancing on a thin strip of light, surrounded by darkness. For a second, I get to let my guard down, breathe easy, before I step out again. And Bruce is talking to Dick, and he says, I sent Damian on a mission to the arcade. I wanted to talk to you, Dick, alone. I need to know, are you sure this is what you want to do? You just came home from one mission. You just got your life back, your secret identity, which I'm still don't remember how that happened. Do anybody remember how that happened? Okay. I've been so many things, Bruce, Flying Grayson, Robin, Nightwing, Batman, Agent 37. All of them had one thing in common. They were all Dick Grayson.
Now, going back to that question you just had a second ago about him getting his secret identity back, there was a very, very convoluted last issue of Grayson. I mean, incredibly convoluted.
Was that in the, yes. That was the
annual? Yeah, and a lot of gobbledygook and tons and tons of dialogue, so it wouldn't shock me if it was established that they used their spiral graph to get rid of all the evidence that Dick Grayson was Nightwing. But I don't know how they erased that from people's heads, but again, that may have been explained in the gobbledygook in Grayson.
Yeah, I read that, and I'm going to have to read it again. Oh, and just to mention, they're standing at a costume case with the new 52 version of Robin's, Dick Grayson's costume, which they, you know, there's no bare legs or bare arms or anything. It's much more armored looking. And the mask looks more like Nightwing than it did the original.
It's kind of like the Chris O'Donnell Robin.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot like that. So anyway, they're talking. It says, yes, all of them were Dick Grayson. Helping my friends, helping anyone who needs me, beating the bad guys, that's who I am. Who you helped make me into. See, that's cool. I like that. I let the apartment believe I was willing to betray Dick Grayson. He's looking at the mask. But now Damian is safe, and the Parliament is still out there in the world thinking they own me. Bruce, I love Gotham, but I'm not like you. I don't need to be here. I can take the valuable things with me. I'm from the circus. I travel. I move. And then I take the stage. I like that. That's kind of cool. I can go wherever the Parliament is. I can infiltrate them and then take them apart from the inside. I could do it as Robin or Batman or Agent 37, but the Owls don't try to take those names and make them their own. I'm going to help my friends. I'm going to help anyone who needs me, but I'm going to beat the bad guys, and I'm going to do it as Nightwing. And he sounds out there with his new outfit. I'm not really digging the punk rock fingerless glove look. Not sure about that, but hey, whatever. He's still in blue. He's in blue. That's all that matters. And then he says at the last, they're the great rebuilder, the catalyst of change, eternally reborn to start anew. Yeah, so I always do that too fast. Tim Seeley, writer, Yannick Paquette, artist, Nathan Fairbrain, colorist. My false teeth are slipping, sorry. Carlos Maguinal, that was a joke, by the way. I don't have false teeth, at least not yet. Give it another year or two. Yeah, all bunch of people. Group editor, Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger. Nightwing created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. I'm glad they're putting that in there. They deserve that. Yes, awesome. It was I got a great feeling reading that. I can't wait to see more.
You ever hear Andrew Leyland go off? I think it's Andrew Leyland. He's another podcaster out there. Go off about how he does not think that George Perez and Marv Wolfman should get credit for creating Nightwing, because the character of Dick Grayson already existed, and all Perez did was put a new costume on him.
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah. He says that about a few characters, actually. Ones where they basically just throw a new costume on him and get a created by credit for. I don't know if I agree. I mean, I see his point, but I don't know if I agree with it.
I don't agree with it because I think the Dick Grayson character was just another sidekick until they came along and they made him something different. I mean, he was Robin first, right, and they defined that character, in my opinion, anyway. And then when Nightwing came along, they did it even better. And one of the things that...
But did they create him? I mean, I agree that there is a creation with the new Nightwing persona, but it takes a while for me to come to grips with that. Anyway, I went off on a tangent there simply because...
No. That's perfectly valid. We're talking about the character. I've never heard of anything like that, to tell you the truth. Well, I mean, how long did it take for them to put Bill Finger in there as one of the ones who created Batman?
75 years.
Yeah, a long time. What I was going to say, though, along those lines about that, they've been putting out these 75 years of blank books since Batman's 75th anniversary. It's a hardcover book, and you have all these stories that somebody picked that were supposed to be not necessarily the best, but ones that tell different parts of the character's history. So I have the one for Batman, and I got the one for Green Arrow's on the way. They made one for Superman, which I don't think I have, but I have the one for Robin as well. And you look at that, and 90% of it is stuff from the Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other stuff involves stuff with Nightwing, including that Nightwing number 25, for example. So, I mean, that to me says something. That's a big gap in time that, you know, with defining Robin stories. But anyway, that's kind of why I think that way, where I consider them, you know, they didn't create Dick Grayson, but they did create Nightwing. I mean, that would be the defining thing for me, because those are two completely separate characters. Well, I mean, the Robin and Nightwing.
Yeah, I get that. I get it. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I know you agree, but that's okay. Just my opinion of it. So, anyway, what do you think about that, Murray?
Yeah, I think Nightwing's probably a newish enough character, like different enough that he can get a created by credit. Like they're using him, right? So they're using him in other media, they're using him in the cartoons, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't create Dick Grayson, but they...
Yeah, no, it doesn't say Dick Grayson created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez.
But they also repurposed a name that already existed, too. It had been used a couple of times. There was the Cowboy Nightwing, and there was also the one from Kandor that's referenced in this actual book.
Yes.
I think I still have some of those comics where they showed up in the Bottle City of Kandor.
And by the way, kudos to them for bringing that back.
Yes. Oh, I agree totally. That... Because I have the issue where he first puts on the costume during the Judas contract. And, you know, and he even mentions Superman and Nightwing. But it's very, very, very slight. And they didn't have that in full until that Nightwing Secret Files book, where they explored it even more. He even shows him going to talk to Superman after they changed it when he was fired from being Robin, and that's where he got the whole idea.
Fired.
Yeah, that's how they redid it. And speaking also of Nightwing, they at one point they started re-releasing the Nightwing trades from Dixon's Chuck Dixon's run and all of them, and because I had been collecting those because I love the series, and I found out they're like almost twice as big for $20. I went ahead and like bought all of them. They were out in one chunk, and new covers and the whole bit. And I think the fifth one's coming out here pretty soon. I already have it pre-ordered. But if you're a Nightwing fan, you know, you missed it the first time around. They're all available. There's like four volumes so far. Number five's coming out in a couple of months. All new trade dress. More issues in there. They skipped some issues in the original ones that were, you know, part of some other crossover or whatever. Those have been put back in. So you could probably end up with an entire run by the time they're done with them all.
There you go.
There you go.
Booyah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. In case you didn't know, I'm a fan. But anyway, that's about it for me. Anything else there, gentlemen?
No, good suggestion.
Nope, it was a good book.
Thanks. So, while we're on the Rebirth, real quick, overall, what do you guys think of what they've done? Yeah, the Rebirth.
I like what I've read. I haven't read a ton of it because I've been away from the comic shop.
That's fine.
I know. I'm still waiting on Titans Rebirth, which came out like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Something like that.
Man.
Yeah.
So far, the biggest miss for me, well, it was Justice League, but I read that new Asian Superman one. I doubt I'll read another issue of that.
I thought it had like a Superboy vibe, like a Superboy in Hawaii.
What, the Superboy clone? Yeah, that's exactly why I won't read it. I hated that character.
I only hated him after he got boring and grumpy and Jeff Johns. But up until
The black t-shirt lines.
The black t-shirt days, yeah. Before that, he was fun.
With the fade haircut and the leather jacket.
See, that's when he was in the jeans and stuff there. When Lemire actually did that, I actually started liking the character finally then, and then they killed him off.
Yeah,
that was so funny.
Well.
But anyway,
let me see.
Yeah.
I'm looking through the list here. Nightwing is good. Aquaman is awesome. Behind on Batman. Green Arrow is on the cusp. Green Lanterns number 2 was much better than number 1. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree.
Both Superman and Action. Reading them together is the best way to get to read those books. Reading one or the other, yeah. I think there's missing pieces. So,
right. I agree with you.
Detective I'm behind on. Let me see. Wonder Woman number 2 was boring.
Boring.
Yeah, it was. At least it was boring, but it wasn't so boring to make me not want to read the next one. And I remember, I don't know if they've told this, but in the press conference they said they're going to go back and forth.
Yeah, no, one is current, 2 is year 1. The even numbers are year 1. Yeah. I don't know how long that's supposed to go on for, but I don't like that idea. But that's just me. I'm.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I think that's risky, really.
But they're only 2 weeks. It's only every 2 weeks, so it's maybe.
Yeah, that's not too long to wait, then, is it?
Right. Titans, I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Don't read Harley Quinn. Never have, never will.
either.
That's it, I think. We haven't seen the Batgirl stuff yet. We haven't seen Suicide Squad yet. I am looking forward to, because Murray opened my eyes to it, I'm looking forward to the Red Hood book, because you gave me the reason why the book is the way it's going to be, so now I'm like, oh, duh.
Yeah, it's I love the concept of it. I wasn't going to probably check it out either, but when I realized that, yeah, I'm on board with that. That might be interesting. I made a commitment to read all the first ones.
Good
boy. Now, the Rebirth or issue ones, yeah.
Yeah, the Rebirth ones at least. If it doesn't have a Rebirth issue, at least the issue one. So the Super Dash Man, that's I'm done with it. I'm not reading another one. Wonder Woman, I like enough because it's Rucka. Mm-hmm. He has a slow burn. He always has.
You know what?
So
I'm
going to
have to
give
go back
that,
and reread
no.
his original Wonder Woman run, because I know a lot of people liked it, but I cannot remember
they just
at all.
Yeah,
other than there was a talking.
It re-relates the tree to that.
Oh, with all the reintroduction of the new gods and the old god stuff. Yeah. Mm, the one that holds the most suspense for me is Suicide Squad, because Jim Lee is going to be quote unquote drawing it, so we'll. We'll see. And it's supposed to be biweekly for the foreseeable future. I hate to say it, but I'm waiting for
artists on it, doesn't it? Like it has to.
Oh my god, yeah, because he can't keep up with a freaking monthly.
I don't think anyone can do a biweekly schedule, like as an artist. So that one definitely has to have like a second.
Yeah,
I can't remember
and
who it is.
We'll see. Yeah, but he will. Yeah, I'm just waiting for the first announcements of late for that book, and it shouldn't be that far down the road. He has to make it at least through the next 3 weeks, because we're 3 weeks out from the release of the movie. But that he should be well on top of that at this point.
Yeah, I would hope that they would do a little bit of planning for something like that. But we know
it's
better.
Looks like the Rebirth issue comes out the week before the movie.
Good idea.
No, it actually comes out the week of the movie. Excuse me. It comes out August 3rd. So so it actually comes out a couple days before the movie.
Interesting.
I'm sure that's not on accident. And putting Jim Lee on that is not on accident either.
Yes. No, absolutely not.
They want to make it as pretty as they can possibly make it, so it's appealing to a mass audience when people go, oh, my God, this movie rocks.
Is it just Jim Lee? I still don't really know what the big deal is about him. I mean, if he could actually put stuff out on time, it might be different. But I mean, you know, All Star Batman and Robin being a perfect example.
Nothing's wonky about his art, Chris. So if someone came in off the street to look at it, they would say, okay, this looks like people. I can relate to it. And it's unlike some of the stuff like what we just looked at, there was some funky facial stuff that as regular comic book readers, we appreciate, but someone coming in from the outside would not so much. Jim Lee, he doesn't take those kinds of chances. It's very straightforward. You know, a leg is proportioned how it should be to the body. The head is proportioned how it should be to the body. Guns aren't super.
You got a good point.
And I'm not trying to pick on like the Rob Liefeld's world, but he has a tendency to go off in with weird designs. As most comic book artists do, Jim Lee does not. Jim Lee, it is as straightforward as you can get, and in a pretty way. And I know, that's an opinion.
No,
I think that's why
I agree.
You know, put him on a book that you know is going to get a ton of exposure if the movie. If the movie's very good and gets good reviews, et cetera, and which at this point I can't see why it wouldn't. But we don't know enough about it. Anyhow. Soapbox.
All right. Good deal. Awesome. All right. Let's wrap this up. I'm getting hungry. Let's see. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on our Facebook page and discuss things there. And last, but certainly not least, you can comment on the actual episodes and tell us what you think there as well. And let's see. I believe that's it for this week. We are out.
Out, out, out. Whatever. I do not know what it is.
Audacity can do it on PC.
Okay. I don't have PC either.
On the Chromebook?
Oh. Oh yeah, there's their apps, there's online apps that I can record with.
Okay.
Good.
I'll get one together eventually someday, but it will not be near as cool as Murray. I know. I already know that.
Well, you know.
You said
not everybody can be
you
Murray.
You set the bar way too high, my friend.
Very true. Not everybody can be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Poor bastards.
I'm gonna go watch TV.
All right.
I'm going to go mix some glaze. Whoop, whoop.
I'm having leftover tacos.
Lemon glaze.
Lemon glaze?
I think it'll be lemon
glaze. Okay.
Probably not edible. Okay.
No lemons? All right.
Hey, guys, have a good week.
Good deal.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.